problem. Headed back to the house. Got a question for you. I heard you talking to Dave the other day about props. Do y'all run strictly electric, or do y'all run any of the nitro stuff?
I'm predominantly electric. I think Dave has some nitro, and I've got a bunch of nitro engines, but you know, once I got started back up, I just went back over to, I went over to electric, and I haven't gone back. Now, I've got some master air screw props, and I got a couple of wood props.
There should be somebody out there that's got a chart, and it will show you all the different lengths and pitches of the props. It, it'll show all the different areas, you know, for electric, the 20s, you know, all the way up to the big weed eater stuff. So just get on the internet and see if you can find one of those charts, and then you get in between the pitch of the prop and the amps that you draw through everything, you should come up with your best speed prop.
True, and 86E is going to be exactly the same as an 86SF. The length and the pitch are identical. The difference was on the E or the SF suffix. And I did a little bit of research after Dave pointed me in the right direction, and he's right. E stands for electric. Okay? Do pretty much anything you want it to do. And then SF stands for slow fly. In other words, that thing is an ultra-light prop, and you cannot spin it. You'll throw a blade right off of it if you get it up to real, true speed with a regular electric motor.
Kind of right in there with me and speed, the need for speed. I've got all kinds of charts for these crazy props that we run, and you just got to find where yours runs the best, and then start tweaking from there. And we have a lot of props that are so close, and that just be just a little bit of change either in the pitch or the diameter type thing. So there's a lot of stuff you can do. And then we've got some charts that show you how to grind on the prop to make it go a little faster, some little hot spots. That's what kind of where we're at. So when you get into real high speed stuff, that's probably where you're going to be headed too. So get all the numbers and stuff. Did you break a prop on a landing, or did you just go too fast and slang it off?
No. Dave broke a... what I did was I set up a Bloody Wonder, and it was its first flight, and we brought it in too slow, and it stalled and nosed over, and when it nosed over, it didn't do any real damage. It just broke a prop blade. So, you know, ain't no big deal. We just know not to... I've got to change the rates for the elevator and do a couple of things there so that we can make sure we can still control it. And I had the rates turned down too low. Also, I'll never get up to really high speed. But now on your boat, are you running bow planes?
Two boats are tunnel boats. We don't run the buys. Some of those, I've already done the two motor thing real fast, and gets ugly when you have a wreck too. Going that fast, you're running 60 miles an hour better. Depending on what kind of prop you got on there, but you talk about rates, yeah, I have to slow the how far the motor turns left and right. And then I also have a speed, so I slow the motor down so it can't turn but so fast in a turn. Because when I get up to those high speeds, 60 miles an hour, if I turn it too hard, too quick, or too far, then it rolls over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, have you worked with the exponential any?
And we don't do that because all I do is the throttle and I work it with my finger. We have a kind of a semi-idle, but they don't idle too good because they're so modified. So I have to, you know, go wooden, wooden, wooden until I get to the water, and then we run probably about half throttle because we're working off of a clock. And you get, you got to be over in the front, every quarter, every 15 seconds. So I make a loop of 15 seconds so that I can be in, coming around the backside when it's on 15, and then the clock starts counting down as you come around. And when I get to the start line, I need to be back about 2 seconds when I pull the trigger, and then she take off and may the best man win.
Well, man. So are you running any regular holes?
Let's see. There's the two tunnels. One's a 40, one's a 60. Then I run a weed eater catamaran boat. And then I have a weed eater gas outboard tunnel. It's about 4 feet long.
Do they still run the regular V-holes?
Yeah, that's the monos, what we call them. Yeah, they have the V-bottom to them. And, they up there about 60 miles an hour, too.
Yeah, that's the one I was wondering if you were running the bow planes, you know, where you put that flat plate that's adjustable for angle right at the bottom of the bow. And that kind of trims out the hull even more than what a motor can.
Put the wing on the, up there on the nose. What we do, that's illegal for us to run that. What we do is we put trim tabs on the back about two inches long off the back end and make those adjustable to hold the nose down.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay. So you run them off the stern. That's cool.
Yeah. one of our problems is nitro is getting so expensive, and the little glow plugs that we use are, you know, almost, well, some people have had them for $12 a piece, and then there's one guy I saw the other day, had one for $17. I said, you won't be selling any unless I just absolutely have to. So I've located two people that are selling them fairly cheap. What we used to buy a few years ago, and I knew if you were running glow plugs that I needed to talk to you and see if you wanted some.
Yeah, no, I got away from them. Matter of fact, are you running 15% pink?
But that one ain't cranked the motor. We run, I was running 60%. And since it got so expensive, we dropped down to 50, and I think we can still make them, tweak them a little bit, and we can make them run on 50%.
Sorry, boy, you running a bomb down the lake.
Yeah, sort of. It's not too deadly. It's 60% nitro, methanol, castor oil, and I think there's another little oil they stick in there, too, that all adds up to the 100%.
Well, I never messed with anything over about 20 to 25%, and that was on one of those old Super Tiger Gold Cups.
See, y'all want y'all's motors to idle like a car, and we can't do that. I made the pull trigger, hold it wide open, and hang on.
All right, well, listen, we're just about to pull into my daughter's new house. We come down to see what all they got done. Helped move her in over the weekend, and she's been cleaning up and unpacking ever since, so they wanted us to come down and take a peek. So I'm about to walk in down there, so So when are you going to run locally again?
We're in the middle of dry dock. We won't run until about April, unless we find some water somewhere and it's a warm day, because ours won't run in 43 degree weather. I found that out when I went to Sweka, Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, give me a holler sometime. I'd love to see them run sometime. All right. So in the meantime, I am mentally and physically gone. I'll talk to you later, Jimmy. Have a good weekend. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after you finally.
You be careful and sit back in the lazy boys. Don't pick up any tools. She'll have you do something. 73's to you, and we'll get together. Might have to come up there and run on your little lake up there, maybe. Do some testing. KN4 VWA, N4 MMW.
Roger. Talk to you later. Bye.